We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And I tell you what, well, my guest, holy cow, I'm going to read his bio just because it blows me away. He's a two-time Senior Olympics national sprint champion in three events, the 50 meter, the 100 meter, and the 200 meter dashes, a member of Memphis's Amateur Sports Hall of Fame. I got to bring that up in a second. My days wrestling Jerry the King Lawler in the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee. And he's the author of two books, Johnny Run Lately and A Sprint to the Gold, age 91 and still competing for the last 30 years. John Hurd, thanks for stopping by, man. I'm just so glad to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you, Neil. I'm glad to be here.
John, so now did you ever see me wrestle in the Mid-South Coliseum, or did you watch me on Memphis TV for pro wrestling? I don't know if you were a fan back in the day in the 90s with pro wrestling with Memphis, Tennessee, but I remember Memphis living in West Memphis, Arkansas, and also living in Jonesboro, Arkansas. So I know that area. So
All
were you
right.
ever a fan of Lawler, of Jerry the King Lawler? And then I'll get into your story.
I never saw him wrestle. My wrestling watching days occurred when I was about 12 years old, and I'd leave a Boy Scout meeting and come down to where they were, and they'd let us in. But I'm very familiar with Jerry Lawler. I've seen him many times on TV.
And being Memphis, the real king, right? Jerry would not like me to hear that. Elvis Presley. Wow. And then thinking of Memphis, right?
Yeah.
So tell me specifically enough, why the Senior Olympics? What made you want to compete?
The reason I joined the Senior Olympics, I just stumbled on it by happenstance, Neil, is because when I was in school, I was so small. Actually, they wouldn't even let me in the first grade because they said my mother was lying about my age. But, I was too little for the athletics. When I was in the 10th grade in high school, I weighed 92 pounds and was 5 feet 0 inches tall. So I went out for boxing. They had a weight grade for me, 92 to 100. But then, when I was 60 years old, I saw an article in the local Memphis newspaper about a friend that I had known in college named Jim Mathis, who was a sprint demon. And he was still running in this organization called the Sports Olympics, I mean, Senior Olympics, with 5 year age brackets, such as 50 to 54, 75 to 79, that kind of thing. So made a phone call or two, took a shot at it, and started working out. No coach, no trainer. And at the age of 61, I had my first competition, and I was smitten. I enjoyed it, and I started setting goals for myself, tracking them on an Excel spreadsheet because I'd been teaching that at college level for some time. And you can read about that in my second book. But it stayed with me. Now, at the tender young age of 91, I've got another state championship to run 4 days from now in Mississippi.
How are you doing it? Do you have the fountain of youth, John?
Well, I've been blessed with good health most of my life, and I've been pretty much injury free since I started running. And I train year round. I'll miss a couple of weeks during Christmas season and so forth, but I'm fairly faithful to it 3 days a week. That's all I do now. I'm not as fast as I was when I was 81, but I still have the same zeal for getting back to that track every 3 days a week. And I'm going to Mississippi Saturdays, not because that's important to me, but I enjoy going there and competing because they treat me nicely, and it's not a bad drive from where I am in Florida. And otherwise, I would have only the local Florida events in September. and a state event in December, about 6 or 7 miles south of here, 2 weeks before Christmas every year. And the national games are only offered every other year, an odd number of years. So the state meet is to qualify for the national meet. And speaking of state meets, I've won all three of my events in Florida state championships for 16 years out of 16.
Holy cow. So now, John, this is such interesting stuff, man. I'm blown away by your story. I'm blown away. What is your training regimen like weekly? Tell us.
The regimen, well, it's, I start off with walking around the oval track about 1,000 meters, 2.5 times around the track. And then I jog half of the lap, and that's all the jogging I do, period. And then I do some stretches, some dynamic stretches, which means the body movements. None of this hold it for 20, 30 seconds. That's reserved for later. And then after I do that, I'll do some warm-up strides, still wearing the running shoes, but still on the properly surfaced track. And I'll do about 4 100-meter at warm-up speed. And then I'll put the spikes on, and I'll run a 50 meters and then maybe 100 meters and then maybe a 200 meters, or mix it up with 150 meters once in a while. I don't go all out every event, but I do record everything I do on that spreadsheet, because I set a goal for the next event before I start training. And I fill all of the weeks in on my, or I set it all up. And then as I train, I enter my data in there so I can track how well I'm doing or not doing. Anyway, after I do the runs with the sprints, then I do some static stretches, meaning I do take a pose and hold it for 20 to 30 seconds on 3 or 4 different items. And then I walk a block to cool off and then put my regular shoes back on, and I'm through. And takes me about an hour and a quarter to do that. It takes longer to get over there and back than I actually spend on the track, because I have to drive 30 miles.
What is your ultimate goal by writing these books? What do you hope to help people do? What is there a mission on making sure people stay active in their older adult age, or is it more for people to be healthy? What is that ultimate goal?
Well, I think it's all of the above, Neil. I want to get the message across to as many as I can that I don't care how old you are. If you've been inactive for half your life, there are things you can do that'll make you enjoy the day better. It'll make you feel better. It'll give you better appetites, probably. And you might even get to live longer. Because most of the people that I've competed with are just now getting to the age where they find other things to do. But the thing they really need to know is, if you're going to do something athletic, you got to start out gradually. You don't want to hurt yourself. First thing you ought to do is probably talk to your primary care physician, get his okay. He might have some tips for you. I have one who himself is a runner. He runs triathletes in his mid 60s. And then you want to, if you're going to be running, you want to get proper shoes for it. Whatever else you're going to do, you want to get the proper equipment for it. Mm-hmm. But the main thing, I guess that's the main thing, you want to decide what you want to do what you want to achieve and set a goal from today's level to whatever date you want to reach that level.
No, that's,
and track that goal.
Oh, I love it, John. I love your mission for sure. And do you think that you want people, is the goal for them to compete in the Senior Olympics? Do you want that more and more people can compete? And so I think you want to reach so many people for health, but ultimately you want to be that help so that people like yourself got that bug at 60 and are still rolling at 91 to have more and more older adults get involved in this, right?
Yeah, we're getting more activity all the time. And like the regular Olympics that everybody's familiar with, we do almost the same things they do and a few that they don't do. Like pickleball has become very popular with the senior people.
It's amazing stuff. You know, I'm trying to think of anything else. John, what did you teach as a professor? Tell us that.
Computers. Right out of college, my one interview that I had, IBM accepted me, and so I didn't talk to anybody else. So I spent several years with IBM writing programs with ones and zeros back in the days of covered wagons type of beginning. And the last 16 years of my life before I retired in 2000 was spent teaching PC software.
Oh, wow.
At the college level.
Some amazing stuff, John. Where can people purchase your books? Where can they go?
The first book was Johnny Run Lately, because I didn't start till late. It was essentially a story of my life, but focused on running and some of the achievements that I've had in it and some of the awards and so forth. And then this was published in 2015. And a couple of 3 years ago, some people said, why don't you write another one about how you did it without a coach or a trainer so that other people can be encouraged by that thought, that they don't have to spend a lot of money and you don't have to win world championships to enjoy. If you just improve yourself and have a good time and take care of yourself. And you can learn a whole lot more about me and my books on my website. It's jhurdsenior.com. Spelled jhurdsr.com. You can order the books there. You can even download my website. My spreadsheet that I use for tracking my goals, and it's very reasonably priced. And you can download it right there. You can order the books are available at Amazon, and I've got a link to the very book itself for both of them.
I think it's important. I think when you talk about pickleball being a senior Olympic sport, that's growth of that. You have a lot of people to reach, John, and I appreciate you coming on and you're inspiring. I better get my butt. I work out a lot. I better look and compete against you. Maybe I'll be in the Senior Olympics someday. I just turned 50. So it's another thing. Maybe they need to look at bringing on, like, I don't know what's all the sports. I'm going to look into it. I'm intrigued completely about the Senior Olympics, and I appreciate you coming by, John.
I'll hold you to that if I get a chance. I've had a couple of others make that same comment.
But I'm 6'10", and I'm looking to get back in the pro wrestling ring again. People have been asking me to, I think we need to make pro wrestling. Instead, they were thinking of making it an Olympic sport. Maybe it should be a senior Olympic sport. Ric Flair and I in the ring very soon. Maybe Jerry Lawler will bring all those people. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks again, John.
All right. Let me give you the name. National Senior Games Association. You can find it real easy. It's the largest amateur athletic association in the country.
All right. Thanks again, John. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.